You guys are here to talk neighbours. It's still Neighbours Month. We talked to Julia a couple of weeks ago, something like that, at the start of the month, and come back in today. So just give us the skinny on what is Neighbours Month.
Neighbours Month is a nationwide celebration organised by Neighbours Aotearoa. So it used to be Neighbours Day, and now it has grown to Neighbours Month. We're trying to build a movement to encourage everyone to connect with their neighbours all throughout the year. But Neighbours Month is where we really celebrate connecting with our neighbours. So it's organised by Neighbours Aotearoa. It's a nationwide event, and the theme this year is growing together.
Okay, and maybe we'll ask Neighbours Aotearoa, where did they come from?
Yeah, well, it started a long time ago, so I'm not sure of the history. It's been a long progress from Neighbours Day up until Neighbours Month now. But I think, it's a collaboration of different organisations that all know that it's important to help the society if we all connect with our neighbours more.
It's kind of like, I think, it's definitely like a non-profit group have like got funding from various councils and things like that to kind of, I guess, build community resilience, really. And so me and Julia are both like connectors in the Waikato, so they've kind of got different people who are living in different places around Aotearoa, and they've tried to find people that can kind of lead the connection within their kind of local area.
Yeah, and it feels, I've had a lot of discussions in the last few weeks with lots of people I've interviewed, and the issue of the sort of isolation that's more prevalent since COVID. It was an issue for our culture anyway, but since COVID, people have got used to being by themselves, or they're just used to being on the internet, or they're maybe feeling more edgy about going out anyway. I don't know. Everybody's different, but
I think that's really true. And I think like just how society, modern day living and the busyness of people's lives, and just like the nuclear family thing. Like, it feels like people over the many hundreds of years would become more and more kind of isolated. And I was reading a book about depression recently. Really happy book. It was actually really good, though. It was really informative, and one of the most biggest contributing factors that they've got evidence to show causes depression is loneliness.
Yeah, and in fact, the people I interviewed on Monday reminded me that the Surgeon General in the US declared an epidemic of loneliness.
And they don't make those
kind of statements. They make those very rarely. Like, they made them when they said that smoking was dangerous. When the evidence had finally piled up where it was impossible to ignore, then they said, this is clear that we have a problem here. And so for them to do that is quite significant.
Yeah, that's right, eh? And I think, as like connectors, they've been sharing. Neighbours Aotearoa has like sort of shared with us like research looking at like, how important connecting with people. Because there's definitely like connecting in your community is one thing, and connecting, say, online or with people at your work. But like, there's something quite special about that neighbourhood thing, eh? Which I feel like Whangaroa does pretty well. And that's probably one of the reasons that we both want to live here, right? But there's still that thing of connecting in your local neighbourhood with the person next door to you that can build those connections that, help you feel safe and have fun as well. And, like, I don't know, I just feel it makes life more rich, eh?
I don't know what it would be like now. Like, when I walk around town, I always see people I know. Well, not during like Christmas and New Year's. Sometimes that's a bit different. But I don't want to be like to live in a big city now where I never bumped into people I knew. Or very rarely. Yeah, it's always a big surprise when that happens.
Yeah, totally.
So, Julia, what's happening this for the rest of the month?
Yeah, well, there's some great events coming up that I know of. One of the highlights, there's going to be a free garage sale.
I think
it's on Sunday the 31st.
That sounds awesome, a free garage
sale. So that's
sale.
This weekend.
Cool. Yeah, this weekend on Let's Sunday, Nori Ave.
We better put that on our What's On Guide.
Yeah, and that's organised by the wonderful Meredith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so But also we are running, it's a, like a photo competition. Neighbours Aotearoa is running a photo competition, but we have a specific Whaingaroa local competition happening. So we have a Facebook event, Neighbours Whaingaroa Raglan. So look that up on Facebook, and if you connect with your neighbours in the month of March, take a photo. Doesn't have to be of like you yourself, because I understand I don't really want heaps of photos of me.
Yeah,
I'm not, you know, I don't like taking photos of myself that much, but even though this month I've had to take photos of myself to promote this, but you can know, like, just say hi to your neighbor and take a photo of like the mailbox while you were like talking to your neighbor over the mailbox, or take a photo of having a cup of tea with your neighbor and just upload it there, and then you'll go you'll be in to win heaps of prizes from wonderful local businesses who have donated these prizes.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to take a moment to do a shout out to these businesses. Yeah. So we've been given wonderful prizes from Top Cut Butcher, Trade Aid Whaingaroa, La La Land, Aroha Sushi, the Herbal Dispensary, Chaiwala, and we've got some Raglan coconut yogurt from the Raglan Food Co. Yeah.
Okay. So how do people win these? Remind us again.
So they just go connect with your neighbours in any way, or even just tell us a story about how you do connect with your neighbour. It doesn't have to be like, you don't have to go and do it today, but even if you have a story about how you connect with your neighbour, and go to this Facebook event, Neighbours Whaingaroa, and then just, you got to go to the discussion on the Facebook event. I've seen, I think it's changed. You used to just go to the Facebook event and it was all there, but now at the top of a Facebook event they have an about tab, and then you have to click on discussion, and where you can upload pictures or stories.
Yeah, and you can also send them directly to us as well.
Oh yeah, just email them.
You
can just
also email them, because not everyone has Facebook or wants to have Facebook. So.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great thing.
We could just read out your email.
Yep, at julia@neighboursaotearoa.nz. Email any pictures straight through to me, or just even a story about how you've been connecting with your neighbours. You can also just go straight to the Neighbours Aotearoa website, neighboursaotearoa.nz, and register your ideas about connecting with your neighbours on there, and you'll also be in to win prizes just by doing that. And also the Neighbours Aotearoa website, neighboursaotearoa.nz, has really great resources, has ideas, inspiration, like and these online resources, so you can download like this bunting that you can print off, and invitations, and there's kind of like toolkits to help you connect with your neighbors if you wanted to do a kind of bigger event. So we want to promote people to do big events like street parties or barbecues, but we also really want to encourage and promote that those small daily connections are really important, and we want to hear about those. And we know it can like sound a bit silly to be like, oh, upload a photo of you like saying hi to your neighbor, but we want to promote that those things are really important as well. It's those small you know, things that matter,
everyday connections,
small everyday matter.
Totally.
Okay.
And there's and you'll win prizes.
Okay.
So that's our message, is we want people to enjoy connecting with their neighbours and know there's some cool prizes out there. But it is getting towards the end of March. Mm. So
27th today.
Yes. We decided that we'd, because we know that Raglan sometimes is on Raglan time.
Sometimes.
So we decided to extend it. So it's, if you can share something with us by... we thought we'd draw the prize after the first week of April. So if you can get us a photo or a story by then, we'll do a prize draw, and you'll hopefully win something.
There we go. Sounds brilliant. So I wanted to ask you guys just your personal motivations to get involved with this project and this organisation. What? Because I'm sure there is a personal connection. It's not like civil defence where you go, well, we have to do this. Our community needs it. Although you could say it is, actually, now that I think about it. But yeah, I'll stop waffling and let you guys talk.
Yeah, well, I just really feel like this kind of, I suppose, I'm passionate about community development.
Yeah.
And so when I saw this job working for Neighbours Aotearoa. It's like has a local aspect and it has an online aspect, which is really useful for me, but it's also I'm like a kaupapa that I really feel passionate about getting behind, because I feel like we talked about, like we lack some social connection, and I feel like really connecting like can solve a lot of our problems, you know. Like building community, it does more than we just think it does, you know. It's not like there's so many benefits from having a stronger community. And so for me, like I'm passionate about community.
Holly?
Yeah, I think for me it was I've been like in the community organizing space, and I guess just really connecting with the concept of community, and how I think people maybe underestimate how important it is. I kind of see it as like the antidote. I think that's the thing that's going to save us, because I'm you know, quite often feel quite sad about things that are happening in the world, and maybe feel a bit scared about like where we're heading in terms of like climate change and war and all of the things that, you know, are happening in the world at the moment. But there's something that feels so sort of regenerative and, I don't know, magical when you have that connection with someone. And I just truly believe that community is the thing that's gonna help us to kind of heal the world, as cheesy as that sounds. I just think it's like that little, like that simple, like you're like, oh, it seems like silly or something, but actually human to human connection is just like, I think it's got a really big importance.
Can I just say something else as well? Like when I was at uni, I studied about social capital.
Yes.
And like I got so excited about social capital. So just I'll just explain briefly, you know, we have like physical capital and economic capital, and then there's social capital. So it's like really putting value, it's like a, you know, a academic word for really putting value on those social connections.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't need so much money if you have a lot of social capital, because maybe, you know, if someone's moving house, they'd have to buy, you know, like pay for a truck. But if you have a lot of friends and one of those friends happens to have a truck, then, and so it's like a really cool way, I think, to like look at the world, that actually like money doesn't always make the world go round, you know, like your connection, your community can help make your world go around as well. And so for me, and this is like neighbors is like a different kind, is like, and with social capital there's like different kind of connections that you can have, and so neighbors is like maybe a kind of like a bridging connection. I think it's not the kind of connection, like maybe it's not your crew that you would always hang out with.
Yeah.
And so it's really powerful to like make connections outside of that like crew that you would always hang out with, because then it bridges different communities together.
Yeah.
So maybe like your family plays soccer and your neighbors, their family plays rugby, and maybe you guys don't see each other on Saturday mornings and you don't connect in that way. But when you connect with your neighbors, it's like bringing two different communities within a community together.
Yeah.
Might invent a new sport.
They're very strict about their rules, these sports. Yeah. Julia, I wanted to ask too, because you're a young mum now. How old's your baby?
Two babies.
Oh, it was twins, wasn't it?
Twins.
Yeah, so that can be an isolating experience for some people, having a baby or two babies at home and not being able to get out of the house. Are there adequate things happening for young mums, so that they do get, you know, that social connection and that benefit?
Yeah, well, I've been really lucky. Like, I did the antenatal class with Larissa, and then I met this mum, and then I moved, and then a mum who was on that course moved next door to me.
Yeah.
And so I suddenly had a new neighbour, and then they came over and said, hi, we are new neighbours, and brought us some food when they first moved in. So that was really cool, and she was pregnant at the same time as me, so I instantly sort of had a little bit of a friend next door. And even we could still, I'm sure there was still times we were both at home feeling isolated, but we did sometimes like go over and see each other and have a cup of coffee or walk to the like ocean together sometimes. So that was really special for us. But I think there can always be more, you know? Like, I think there are things in town for mums, but, like, when you've got kids, it's hard to get to those things, you know? Yeah. And having someone next door is really can be really helpful, that, you know, having a community just, like, right there.
Yeah, when you said you had a neighbour, I thought, oh, yeah, that's brilliant. That's,
yeah. Yeah. It was really nice. They've actually moved now, and we've moved into their house.
neighbor takeover.
Yeah, neighbor takeover. Yeah, of course, that's the trouble too. People move around.
Yeah, but that's another reason I think why we need this kaupapa so much in Raglan. Like, I know Raglan is such a connected community already, but with people moving all around, it's like good to just keep enhancing that culture of, if someone, you know, moves next to you or you move somewhere, then just make that effort to say hi, even if it's only a 6 month lease. Like, it'll be a nicer 6 month if you know the people next to you.
Yeah, and I just realized, talking about that, like, properties on right of ways, I think that's easier for that to happen. I was thinking of the two times then we've known our neighbors well and seen kids playing together is when we've lived down right of ways, you know, then you move from that to the street facing, or one place down Cambray Road where there were so many trees around, I didn't even know what my neighbours looked like. That was quite a contrast. So, yeah, there's maybe, I don't want to say chop trees down. That's not the,
not the
make some gaps.
No.
Yeah, prune some gaps into the trees.
Yeah, walk through the trees. Find your, I guess that happens in Raglan, eh? Like, find your neighbours down the gravel road.
Yeah, even put, like, notes in the letterbox, you know, and say, like, hey, I'm your neighbour, like, pop over for a cup of tea if you want, or just, here's my number if you ever need to talk to me about the trees. I know they're overgrown.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, that's been brilliant. So just remind people about the competition that's on at the moment. People might like to win some nice things.
Yep. So it's Neighbours Month. So go online to the Facebook event, Neighbours Whangaroa, or send us an email at julia@neighboursaotearoa.nz or the website neighboursaotearoa.nz, and let us know about how you're connecting with your neighbours, and be in to win really awesome prizes from local businesses.
Okay, and because while you were saying that, I looked up a song. I was trying to find what I had in my database with the word neighbour in it. There's Sweater Weather by The Neighbourhood, so I'm going to play that. Okay. I'm not sure what it's about, though. I don't think it's really about neighbours, but that's the best I could do, and no notes at all. Thanks for coming in, guys.